Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back. Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. We have a full studio today. It's like the whole crew from Corpus Christi Catholic School is here. Mrs. Wilson is with us.
Hello.
And Mrs. Vogel.
Hello.
And Mr. O'Brien.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back. We're going to talk about Catholic Schools Week. So I didn't know this. We were talking about before we started. Everyone in the country has the same week for Catholic Schools Week.
Yes, so this actually started in 1974, and from January 27th through February 2nd, this is the week that all Catholic schools in the nation celebrate what makes Catholic schools so unique, so wonderful. It brings all of our families and students and parishioners together to celebrate.
So the upcoming weekend when you'll have the kids speak after Mass before the announcements or whatever.
Right. Well, Central Catholic typically has a student get up, but yes, that does happen during this week.
So be prepared. You're gonna have an extra 3 minutes at Mass. don't get agitated when you see the kids come up to give the announcements. So what does Corpus Christi have going on this year for Catholic Schools Week?
So we have a lot going on. And one thing to say is that if you attend other Catholic schools, your schedule is probably going to look a little bit different. But we all kind of schedule different things to celebrate every day. So we actually have a kickoff weekend at all of our parishes starting January 25th and 26th. And this is the weekend that we invite our families and students to wear anything that says Corpus Christi or school uniforms. And they get to participate as being greeters and gift bearers for all of our masses that weekend at our different parishes. And then we'll have teachers at Holy Trinity and St. Patrick Church of Myrna in the back once Mass is over if you have any questions.
It is all I can do to get clothes washed for 5 days a week. I don't know that they can wear their uniforms to church. We can put them in Corpus Christi gear, but this morning was rough.
Yeah, Monday mornings usually.
Yeah, I was at home all by myself this weekend because the girls were in Chicago for gymnastics. And so I was scrambling last night late to get one load of uniforms done just so everybody could have clean clothes today. So so if I had to have them wear them on the weekends, they would.
Well, yeah, that's why we said you can also wear, sweatshirts or anything that says Corpus Christi. But just for, our parishioners to see who, what families and what kids attend Corpus Christi.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then they also get to participate in the Mass.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
And then what else is going on?
So every day we have something different. So Monday we have, we're celebrating our teachers and having a teacher appreciation day. So our families are going to volunteer to bring in different breakfast items for our teachers in the morning. And that's also going to kick off our service project for the week. And so we're partnering up with St. Vincent de Paul. And our service for the week, we're calling it a baby shower for St. Vincent de Paul. So we're asking families to donate anything like diapers or baby wipes, shampoo, lotion, ointments, things like that that they need. So that is Monday. And then on Tuesday, we are celebrating our parents and volunteers and having an appreciation day for them. So the teachers and the staff, we work together to put a little treat together for our parents. The kids take them home to basically just say thank you. We know that Catholic schools, it requires sacrifice. And we couldn't do this without our parents and without our volunteers. So just a small way to say thank you for all that they do. And it's also our 100th day of school. So we're excited. We're having a fashion show put on by our second graders.
So 100 days left. Or 100 days in.
No, we've been 100 days in.
100 days in.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Wednesday, if you have an opportunity to come to the school, we're having a preacher-teacher volleyball game. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, so all four of our pastors will be coming out. And we're splitting into teams mixed with teachers, staff, and our pastors, and we're playing a volleyball game.
Our preachers look more like maybe softball players than volleyball players.
Well, I know we've got one on board so far. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about anybody else. I mean, I think we got injuries.
We're going to have some holes out there on the court if we only got one.
Well, I think there's some injuries and there's some pre-existing conditions that they're
yes.
So yeah, we need a waiver sign.
They're all on board, whether they're willing or not. But this is just a way to celebrate vocations. And, again, our service project will be going on that week as well. So then Thursday is our Student Appreciation Day. So this day the kids get to wear jeans or sweatpants, and they get to wear a shirt of their choice that's appropriate. And then we celebrate them by showing them a movie and buying treats for them in the afternoon. And we typically say no homework on this night, too. So it is a student favorite. And then,
nice.
And then
what's Friday, the movie?
It's going to vary
by... Oh, we haven't picked yet?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. The grade levels are going to team up and...
Pick what they want?
Yeah. Find something appropriate for them. And then Friday, we do something really special that I love that our area Catholic schools do. So we, Corpus Christi, Central Catholic, St. Mary's, and Epiphany... We all get together at St. Patrick Church of Myrna, and we have a four schools, one family mass. So we get to celebrate not only with our school family, but with the Catholic schools in our area. So that's something really special that not everyone has an opportunity to do.
Yeah, I think, is it St. Pat's of Myrna?
That's where it's hosted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I went once. Or I've been multiple times, but the first time I went, I was shocked at how full it is. I mean, that's a lot of kids.
It's a lot, yeah.
And it just doesn't, you know, when you see your kid's class or whatever, it's like, oh, there's 15 or 20 or whatever there is in your kid's class. But when they all get together, you're like, wow, that's a lot of kids.
And we all take turns, and we do, like, Epiphany will do part of the mass, maybe petitions, and their choir is going to be singing. And so it's just really neat to see all the kids come together to celebrate. So.
Speaking of being a part of the mass, Riker got asked to do a reading like 2 weeks ago or whatever, a month ago. I don't know. However long we've been.
Oh,
first
for,
of all, 6 year
Christmas?
Old boys should not be asked to do readings, but it was very difficult. He kept it. And it said on the, you know, the sheet that came home, like, we've been working on this, and he was like completely lost. Oh. And then luckily the night before mass, so like Tuesday night, Kara realized that she was teaching him the wrong thing. There was a section that was highlighted, which was only like 9 words that he was supposed to learn. But for a week, she'd been working on like the top paragraph of the whole thing. So no wonder he was lost. He's like, yeah, that's not what we've been working on at school. And she's like, oh, it's just this one little
so, the sentence.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the parents that struggle with the directions.
Sometimes
but the kids enjoy being mm-hmm. a part mm-hmm. of the mass. And,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then for our closing weekend, if you attend Mass, all of our students have been busy writing thank you letters to all of our parishioners for supporting the school, you know, for sending prayers. And then we're also writing, you know, what we love about our school. And, yeah, so make sure to look for that in your bulletin.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the kids enjoy the week. It's like homecoming week, kind of, for folks maybe that haven't been involved before.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. Mrs. Wilson, Mrs. Vogel, and Mr. Pat O'Brien are all in studio with us today talking about Corpus Christi Catholic Schools and Catholic schools in general. So, again, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Mr. O'Brien, what's going on with sports at Corpus Christi this year?
You know, we're like every year, I think we, you know, there's always a certain amount of success that we have, with every sport. And not only from an individual standpoint, from a team standpoint as well. We just wrapped up our girls basketball season. They both 7th and 8th grade girls made it to the state tournament, for their respective grades, so they had a successful season. Our boys are starting to wrap up their season. They're going to start the postseason end of this week, beginning of next week. So you know, I think they've both teams have a pretty good shot of making it. You know, to the state tournament, but we'll see. Volleyball is just getting started with games. So got a couple months left with the winter sports, and then we finish off with Scholastic Bowl. Well, Scholastic Bowl starts up right around now as well, but we'll finish up with track in the spring with that. But, you know, overall, starts with, you know, all the fall sports with baseball and softball and cross country and golf. And, you know, we're blessed to have the coaches that we have and the kids and families that we have for that support.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, every year is different, but every year, you know, we strive to do the best we can, represent our faith, our family, our school in the best we can. And it's a testament to our families and our coaches that and our kids that, cool. you know, they do that. So,
well, I can tell you that the kindergarten boys rocked their first game at YMCA basketball. And they crushed. I won't tell you that they played Epiphany because I don't want to, you know, make those make those kids feel bad. But crushed them. Wow. And between, let's see, Riker was out there and Nolan and I don't know, those two just ran around in circles and everybody else played basketball. I don't know how those coaches do it for kindergartners, but
he has the patience of a saint.
Oh, man. It would drive me insane. But, you know, I think it's even, you know, they pray before their practices and at the end of their games and everything. And so I think, again, that even though it's not at the school, I still think it's a testament to our school community that we have outreach like that to the.
Absolutely. Well, and then I saw that the girls, too, the little kindergarten girls played, I think, Epiphany's little girls, and they did a prayer together at the end.
Oh,
and
nice.
Intertwined. And so, again, very cool experience for the kids to have that.
Yeah, it was pretty good at first. The coach was real big on, you know, four or five passes before anybody takes a shot, which worked really well until the first shot actually went in. And then the kids were like, oh, wait, everybody, like, cheers when I make one. So then after that, it was just shooter's going to shoot. That was all.
I think if you didn't know, but I think most people really, we really put the importance of that on the radar. I coached at the high school, and in 2018, we went to the state tournament, and we lost to Chicago War. And those that were there or, you know, were watching it on TV or what, saw what took place after our game with Chicago Or, and who is not a private school, not a Catholic school, but joined us in prayer in the middle of the Peoria Civic Center on the floor after we had just lost. And I think from that point, that was a big moment in terms of what we're about with our Catholic schools and, you know, where we place our faith in terms of athletics and how we make it a priority from a coaching standpoint, player standpoint, and our family's support. That will always be in my memory. So when we talk about that and you talk about sports and faith and how coaches pray, you know, before, even if you're not at school, doesn't matter what school you're at, where you're at, what the rec center you're at, or even if you're playing in the state tournament, Peoria Civic Center, which is probably the biggest stage, that it's important and most important thing when it comes to your Catholic education. So,
yeah, and it doesn't stop even at school. I know every time that the St. Pat's Amerna men's softball team beats the Epiphany men's softball team, we always pray afterwards too. So.
Right. And in you, if you, you know, you'll go to games where we play Epiphany, or you'll play another Catholic. Like we just played at the high school level. Who'd we play? St. Teresa.
Yeah.
Last Saturday. No, it doesn't matter. You know, win or loss. You know, we get in the, you know, after the game, coaches get together. Let's get the kids together, and you pray. Doesn't matter if there's 200, 300 people in the stands still, or there's only 10 people in the stands. I think that's a common theme that all Catholic schools do. Within the sports realm, so to speak. So,
well, awesome. I have to give credit, too, because when we do our athletes' prayer, you know, regardless of the school we're playing, you know, public school or not, I always feel like people are at least open to hearing our prayer. We don't get people who are talking through it and everything, so
right.
And know, it, that's yeah. appreciated.
And it's a Christian prayer, too. And it's not, you know, it's aimed at everybody, and we include everybody when we say it to kind of make sure, you know, it's, well, here you go. We're at a Catholic school. You know, they have to say their prayer. Well, yeah, yes, but no. I mean, we're making sure that we include everybody and make sure everybody's okay with it, and for the we've never had an issue with it, and so it's going to continue to be a mainstay in what we do.
Awesome. So, how did you guys get involved with Catholic education?
I went to St. Pat's in Washington, kindergarten through eighth grade. My mom was and still is a third grade teacher there, so. I had the opportunity to have her as my teacher. But for me, there was, I think just because I started so young, to me, there was no other way. And this is what I wanted. My heart, my soul, it's in Catholic education. So then when I graduated from ISU, I went back home, and actually my first teaching job was at St. Pat's in Washington as a kindergarten teacher. And then after I met my now husband, I was looking for a job opportunity in Bloomington and only applied to the Catholic schools in town. And so for me, like I said, this is a priority. It's been a priority for my family. You know, my parents, they knew that this is something that they wanted to instill in me and my brother, and I want to do the same for my daughter. So it's just, this is where I belong.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very different. I was a public school student.
Dropout?
No. But so I went to public school. I was indifferent to it. Did the religious education. Felt very much not a part of anything. Went to Eastern and got involved with Newman Center. My sister, I think because of my indifference, she ended up at Peoria Notre Dame and absolutely had a blast. And the things that she was learning was way farther along than, you know, we were. So that always kind of stuck in the back of my mind. Then I married a gentleman that had gone through Catholic grade school, high school, college. And he very much wanted our children to be in a Catholic school. I was more so concerned about pricing, so I was a little bit on the fence, like, oh, I don't know, I want a small school. So we toured at the time Holy Trinity and got our daughter enrolled, and it became home. And so I stayed home with our other kids until my youngest was in, I think he was all-day preschool, and then I began there. So it just became our home. It was our friends from church. It was, you know, the people you want involved in your kid's life were very much what kind of brought us in and kept us at the school. So,
yeah, I think if I want my kids to marry a Catholic, I better just keep them in Catholic school forever. That way, they only hang out with Catholics.
Ironically, when I, you know, first had started talking to my husband, that was kind of one of the things we both were like, so are you Catholic?
Yeah.
It was the make or break. So
that was the same for me. My parents always said, you know what, it's just easier if you marry a Catholic.
Yeah. I feel like marriage is difficult enough to not have, like,
Oof.
I've had like friends who, you know, married people of different faiths, and it's, and then, you know, like they have, I think it becomes an issue when they have kids, because it's like, what are we, like, I can believe what I believe and she can believe what she believes, but then we have to teach somebody in the middle, like what our beliefs are, and it becomes, you know, somewhat challenging. And again, it's not the end of the world, but marriage, I think, for most people is difficult enough. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. I mean, only Kara's lucky enough to be married to me. Everybody else must really struggle. So,
And the beauty with the education that my kids are getting, I feel like because I missed out on a lot, you know, having a different, you know, we were Catholic, obviously went to church, and I did my, you know, required classes and everything, but the things I'm learning from my kids is just amazing. And it's like a whole different education for myself. So,
yeah, there's 2,000 years of Catholic history to learn. It would take a long time if you only did it, you know,
by one hour
on Sundays. It's going to take you a while to get there.
Right.
What about you, Mr. O'Brien?
Started at Bloomington St. Mary's, went to St. Clair, then Holy Trinity, then Central Catholic. So I'm born and raised here through Catholic schools. I started my first coaching job, basketball coaching job, in 2000 with Central Catholic. And I've been a part of Catholic schools ever since, whether it's at the Holy Trinity / Corpus Christi. It was Holy Trinity when I coached at Holy Trinity, when I coached there at Corpus Christi. But then I've been at Central Catholic since 2000 as well. And then, you know, ever since, and I was given the opportunity to be a part of the staff at Corpus. You know, it, like Adrian and Molly said, you just know when you go somewhere and you just appreciate I like the intimacy of a small school, in terms of the attention and that the kids can get, and you know, you're just not a number. You're a face. You're a name. You're not in a classroom with, you know, 50 or 60 kids. You know, your class doesn't have 120, 130 kids in it, and it has, you know, 15 or 20. But just instilling the values of our Catholic faith that we know that we can give them every day. Being in the classroom, or like we talked about earlier, you know, in athletics. And I'm proud to be where I'm at. I'm blessed to be where I'm at. The people I get to work with, and you know, all the priests and the parishes and how we work together. And, we're very lucky to be where I'm at. And, again, there are multitude of more reasons why, but you know, we can go on and on about it, but you know, born and raised, as they say, and, I don't have to worry about the marriage part of that right now.
We'll throw the radio phone number out there. For any
there we go.
Single and ready to mingle.
There we go.
I think when I started at Normal West my freshman year, we had like 420 kids in my class, mm-hmm. and we only graduated 290. So it's not very good. It's not very good odds.
I think I had 69 in my graduating class. At Central.
Yeah, what their graduating classes are still about the same size, right?
There's a little over 300 kids in the school, so about that.
And what's Corpus Christi, like 400?
Yeah, about 462.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's up, I think.
We're very steady.
Very steady. Mm-hmm. Well, good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio.
Did you know that you can donate to Catholic Spirit Radio through your IRA? If you are 70 and a half or older, you can make a charitable transfer of IRA assets, also known as a QCD, a qualified charitable distribution, which is treated as a gift to Catholic Spirit Radio and for which you will receive tax benefits in return. If you make a QCD, you receive a credit against those pesky required minimum distributions, also known as RMDs, that you otherwise have to take from your IRA annually. Your qualified charitable distribution is excluded from taxable income, which may reduce the amount of Social Security benefits which are otherwise subject to income tax. As you plan for 2020 or even 2021, we encourage you to consider making a gift of IRA assets to Catholic Spirit Radio. You'll receive these tax benefits even if you do not itemize. If you're interested in donating to Catholic Spirit Radio through your IRA, please contact your tax advisor.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5, getting ready for Catholic Schools Week. We have Mrs. Wilson and Ms. Vogel and Mr. O'Brien from Corpus Christi Catholic School in with us today. And for folks that want more information about the school or you know, they haven't made a decision yet, or maybe their kids already go to public school, but they want to find out what they're missing. What's the easiest and best way for them to get in contact with the school?
There's lots of different options. You can give us a call. You can send us an email. I mean, sometimes we've even had families just drop by.
Yeah.
So you can visit our website, CorpusChristiSaints.org. You can find our contact information on there, and we would absolutely love to, you know, invite families to come in to take a tour to learn more about the school. Yeah.
We often have kids that'll come in and shadow if they're older and just kind of obviously shadow a student that's of the same grade and get an idea of how we operate our day, our specials. You know, we do have Spanish that's offered, so that's different for some kids coming to us. So, you know, just get some a taste of what we do in our day and how our teachers are and everything. And, you know,
nice.
Usually they register. So,
yeah, when's registration come up?
So we are implementing a new student information system. So we're actually having a meeting tomorrow about it to learn a little bit more, but we hope to have everything able for parents to log in and register their students by the end of this month. And current students, it's going to be handled the same way where, you know, they'll get the information and they'll go in and register as well. So we're excited to start using that program. It's a very user-friendly program, and it intertwines with our billing system. So, you know, it's a one-stop shop for parents.
Nice.
So, yeah, everything will be done online, which is going to make it much easier for not only the staff, but for parents as well. So every year currently, you have to fill out all that paperwork, right? But now,
yep,
once you get that login information, all of your information stays. So the only way that, or the only time you have to change it is if maybe you move or a different number or things like that. Otherwise, it's much simpler for parents.
I think last year I filled out one form and then photocopied it four times and then just wrote a different kid's name on it every time.
Yes, and you might have got some birth date information incorrect.
Oh, well. I bet somebody over there fixed it. I think that was the emergency contact form. I was like, you got to be kidding me. It's the same information.
That's how we feel getting it. So
we'll have to do that now. So
in my defense, when we had one of our kids baptized, I got his name wrong. So, you
right,
know,
the
right fact that the birth dates were wrong, I feel like, is completely understandable. So all three of the boys were sick one time. I went to Meijer to get a prescription filled for all three of them, so they needed all three birth dates. Train wreck. Complete train wreck. When I got to the years, I was like, I have no idea. I could tell you the month and the day, but they're like, well, we have to have the full birth date. And I'm like, I don't know. He's six. How old does that make him? And finally, the lady in the drive-thru just gave up. She's like, fine, whatever.
Yeah, here's your Max.
Here's your Max. Do you have any questions? Yeah, what are their birth years? That's my question.
Oh, my wife.
So I would say that in our experience, because our kids go to Corpus Christi, the most different thing that we noticed from the time that we spent at public school is that there's a I don't even say extreme willingness to have parents inside the school. I think that's like an understatement. Like we almost just like beg parents and grandparents and family members to show up and be a part of the school and be involved. And when Riley, our oldest, spent some time at public school, it was very much like the door's locked for a reason. We don't need you to come inside. And if you need to pick her up early or whatever, we'll just send her out. And it was, I would say that was probably the biggest difference, that there's an expectation of parent and family involvement at the Catholic school.
Absolutely. We always encourage volunteers, whether it be in lunch duty, library, you know, at any of our events that we have. We've got a group of grandparents that come in that are – it's just such joy to see these grandparents come in and have conversations with the different students, and they get to know their, you know, grandchild's friends. And, you can't get that kind of relationship in other places, and we know how incredibly blessed we are to have that. Same thing with our library. We have several volunteers that come in and read to the students and get to know the students, and it really says a lot about the amount of family involvement we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we really stress, you know, our faith, family, academic, sports, and family is such an integral part that, you know, we don't want to just close our doors to them. We want our parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles to come in and see what we're doing, and to, you know, to support us. And it's really, I would say that is one thing that really makes Catholic schools unique, is we do, the amount of encouragement that we have for family members to come in and to see what we're doing and what we're all about.
And the one thing with our volunteers is they are completely background checked. They follow all diocesan criteria for, you know, being involved in the students' lives. So, you know, not only do we encourage it, but we also, you know, screen these people so that we make sure the right people are interacting with students. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have parents that come in for, like, at preschool level doing centers with the kids. And, you know, they'll bring in younger siblings, too, to do it. And, you know, so that just kind of creates that spark in the younger student to want to be a part of, you know, the preschool, and gets them excited for their opportunity to start. And it just, you know, continues, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time doing math flashcards.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man, that's fun. Let me tell you, I think by the end of the year, I was just like passing kids just to like, okay, fine, just do. No, that's not anywhere near what it's supposed to be. Come on, we've been doing this for 8 months. Again, it's always the boys. What's up with that? Golly. I don't know. I didn't understand how blessed we were to have two girls first. It was like they started using the bathroom on their own. They started reading on their own.
There's truth to that.
Yeah.
I mean, these boys, like, oh my goodness. It's like beating your head against a wall. You should have a son. I have no idea how easy girls are.
We're in the process of potty training, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't, but it's just not happening.
Well, if they're not ready, they're not ready.
Yeah, they can do it on their own, but the boys just.
Yeah, it was terrible. Absolutely terrible.
It's like they don't have brains.
No. Nope.
I don't know what happened.
Or there's no sensors in the brains.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know that we get any better as we get older, but. The young boys are really bad.
Yeah, and the messiness, and yeah, it's unreal.
So what are the things that happen at Catholic school that you would say probably are the most different than public school on just kind of a day-to-day basis?
Well, the fact that we can pray. I was able to read through every single letter that our students wrote, so 400 and some letters, and it was powerful to read how many students say, we can talk about our faith, we can talk about God, we don't get in trouble, we're actually encouraged. I mean, that is one of the biggest differences. We encourage this is what we're here for. Because if we weren't talking about it, then there wouldn't be anything that separated us from a public school. So definitely the fact that this is an integral part of our day, it is interwoven into everything that we do. But then also, too, we have our staff that not only teach it, but live it as well. And I think that's wonderful for our students to see when they are going to Mass on the weekends with their families, that they do see their teachers. I have to say, I love being able to see students when I go to Mass at 4:00 at Myrna, because, again, we have a mission to live, and we're striving to grow in our faith and our knowledge and stewardship. And these aren't things that we just do outside of school, but this is something that is built in every day, every lesson, because those are, you know, the important things that we're teaching. And it's really neat, too, that we have our pastors that come and visit with the kids. You know, Father Sternman, he actually teaches lessons. So does Father Horton, Father Bullock. I mean, they all come in, they all interact, and it's great.
I think back to Pat's point on starting, you know, athletic competition in prayer and those types of things, I think it sets a different tone, like for the game or for the practice. And to your point, I think people don't maybe necessarily understand that when the entire day it has religion and faith built into it, that it's not just like, oh, well, we have a daily class on our faith. It's, you know, when the students have a question in PE or, you know, something happens, everything is informed by our faith mm-hmm. at Catholic school. So right. it's very much different because it's woven into everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We've had a couple of tragedies, you know, within our faith community at Corpus Christi, and that was one of the things that I think is pretty amazing is, you know, the kids want to be in the chapel immediately, and they're praying, and, you know, they're silently saying rosaries and handling things in a way more mature way than, you know, some adults do. And so it's been, as a parent, I think it's pretty awesome that these kids have such a strong faith that when they absolutely don't know what else to do, they hit their knees. And I think that says a lot about, you know, what we're doing for the children.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to do the gospel reading. How about that?
All right.
Perfect.
We'll put you back on the hot seat. You're listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio.
I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider remembering Catholic Radio in your will. By naming Catholic Spirit Radio in your will, you can help continue the evangelization of Jesus Christ and His Church, continuing the legacy of solid Catholic instruction for many years to come. For ideas on how you can help Catholic Spirit Radio, please call us at 309-807-2427 or visit the Giving Options section of our website at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.
We are back, Catholic Conversations, with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. We've been talking with Mrs. Vogel and Mrs. Wilson and Mr. O'Brien about Catholic Schools Week in Corpus Christi Catholic School. So again, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to put you on the hot seat and do the gospel reading for this week. And I think it probably couldn't be an easier one, so short. This is the Gospel according to John, chapter 1. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. I did not know him, but the reason why I came, baptizing with water, was that he might be made known to Israel.' John testified further, saying, 'I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, "On whom you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit." Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel according to John. What do you think? Should be easy, right? What do
you
think?
How are you going to live it, Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's start with you.
I don't ever get doves coming down from heaven to land. Lightning bolts sometimes, but never doves.
That seems to be me.
Lightning bolts. Lightning bolts? Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that. What do you think? That's like the culmination of the gospel, right? I mean, John the Baptist leads the way for Christ to come down and be baptized, and God parts the heavens and sends down a dove and says, "This is my Son with whom I'm well pleased, and follow him."
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty straightforward.
Absolutely.
I gave the reflection this time.
That happened? Sounds great.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. For folks that want to get more information again, you guys have like a Facebook page or what's the phone number? What should they do?
All of the above. CorpusChristiSaints.org
okay.
is our website. You can find us on Facebook, Corpus Christi Catholic School, Bloomington, Illinois. We also have a Twitter, you know, you can look us up under the same thing and call us at, it's area code 309-662-3712, or from our website, you can find our email addresses, or we kind of have a generic, you know, you can just ask a question out there and one of us will reply.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at catholicspiritradio.com.